This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. And just in case, I'm going to do a little quick recap on I guess my horror story from yesterday.
Was it that bad? Recap it real quick.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. But so I walked into a restaurant. It was like a sports bar type of spot. And as soon as I walked in, these two employees kind of, they stopped talking. Everybody got silent. And they looked at me like they just saw a ghost.
Like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay. So I almost made an executive decision to just act like I left something in the car, just go somewhere else. But I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna stand my ground. So the guy took my order, and he was talking really low, like he didn't really want to take the order. Huh. So I kept saying, "Huh? Wait, what you say? Sorry, what you say?" And so it was a flavor on the menu that I had a question about, and I asked him like, "Hey, are these three different flavors, or is this all in one?" And he was like, "Man, I don't even know."
So did he look like he was under the influence of some sorts?
Not really.
Okay,
He did look a little laid back, but he was just like,
I don't even know.
He was just not trying to be at work today. Okay, yeah. I get it.
So I'm like, a word? Okay. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I felt like I was, you know, like about to jump off a bridge. So I'm like, screw it, I tried. You know, I don't know what it is, but I tried. And he was like, "I don't even know we got that."
Oh, okay. Thanks for the help.
And so I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know what? Let me get this flavor instead then. Just call it a day, man. And so the food was good and all that stuff, but he looked like he did not give a damn. So in honor of that, if you got some horror stories when it comes to bad customer service, send them in. 713-572-4610. But I got a couple. I'm a read off of this paper a couple different horror stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna try to make this sound a little scary, man.
Oh, here we go. Okay. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, in the spirit of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. We're gonna talk about the cashier who hated questions.
That's the worst.
Yeah. I think that was the one I kind of dealt with yesterday, because he didn't even give a damn about my question. A woman at a grocery store asked the cashier to price check an item. The cashier rolled her eyes and sighed loudly. When the woman asked about a second item, the cashier threw her hands up in the air and said, "Do you want to do my job for me?
Oh, man.
Good God.
Oh, man."
The customer, stunned, asked to speak to a manager.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
When the manager arrived, he said, "Yeah, she likes that. She's like that sometimes. Sorry." No further action were taken, and the woman left feeling both confused and disrespected.
Yeah, that's tough. That is, yep. That's definitely one of them horror stories, because it's like, am I disturbing you from doing your job? Like, I don't understand. Like, now, there are some people that are annoying, like really annoying mm-hmm. to people that are working.
They do too much.
They do too much.
Yeah. Especially exactly when it comes to the simple questions.
Right.
Yeah.
Or like, the things that's real evident.
Yeah.
Like, how much this cost? Well, what does it say on the sticker? $9.99 $9.99 is what it costs.
Hey,
right? Like that
phone?
One?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, look, I'm looking to these gentlemen that work at Techstar Grill Shop, and they are giving
me. Can you come down on that? No, it says right there, $9.99
For the people that's like, hey, is this a grill? Is this a barbecue grill?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, yes. Yeah. Yes, this will.
We're in the right place for these types of questions.
Right.
When it comes to.
So I understand it in those circumstances, but like, yeah, hey, can you ring this up for me, please? It doesn't have a price on it.
On the other hand,
that's fair.
On the other hand, there's a counterpoint. Like, if you are at, let's say, McDonald's.
And say that one more time for me.
McDonald's.
I don't like the way you said that. That's weird. Okay,
did you say McDonald's?
Yeah.
No, it's McDonald's.
I say McDonald's.
It's McDonald's.
Wait, what?
McDonald's.
All right. I don't
know. Three different ways to say that. Okay.
What is happening?
We're getting off track.
Okay.
But if you're in McDonald's, all right, and you start asking about menu items, it's a freaking McDonald's. You know what the menu items are.
Fair enough.
And people do that, and they're like, oh, is this? No, it's McDonald's. It's a quarter pounder.
Or how about the person at the bar that's want to taste every beer?
Exactly.
Sample every beer. It's like,
or the ice cream salon.
That's a heady place. That's a heady play, man.
You get two samples at an ice cream store.
Who said?
I did. You get two little tiny spoons.
You don't work
If you can't decide after two... You're just getting
they're
free ice cream.
They're trying to get some free ice cream. Sometimes you got to work the system.
No. You get the two little tiny spoons. That's it.
You a hater.
No.
I'm
keeping things moving.
That's crazy, man.
I look out for the people that are working in retail.
I mean, absolutely. I understand what you're saying. I get that.
Can I have another? Go to that ice cream store, yogurt store, get five little spoons of ice cream.
Then people don't care. It's
You're
not their ice cream.
You're taking advantage.
No,
that's not their ice cream.
Make a decision.
They get paid minimum wage. They don't care about that ice cream. They'll give you the whole thing.
The funny part is like, can I try the vanilla bean? It's like, you know what vanilla tastes like.
Yeah, it's vanilla.
Like, it's one thing if it's like an exotic flavor or something. Can I try the chocolate?
Yeah, it's chocolate. Move on.
All right, I'm going to keep it moving with another horror story. And this is not related to Clint Sterner, by the way. I seen him tweet.
Oh, disclaimer?
Yeah, so Clint, I guess he had a horror story when it comes to going to the barbershop.
Oh, I did see that.
And
Thank you for reminding me. Hey, I got to talk to him about that.
He paid more money than me to get a haircut.
That's crazy.
And didn't like that's the worst, man.
I still remember exactly how much it cost. That's how much it was. I was like, that much money?
Yeah. I'm like, man, that's wild. But anyway, here's a... the hair salon whore. A woman went to a hair salon with a photo of a simple haircut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're taking a picture.
And asked the stylist if she can achieve it.
She cannot.
The stylist nodded confidently and got to work. Midway through the cut, the woman noticed that things were going very wrong.
Yeah.
The stylist had clearly cut too much hair and was now freestyling. When a woman asked about it, the stylist responded, "I know what I'm doing.
Don't worry. Oh no, babe.
By the end of the cut, the woman's hair was choppy, a choppy mess.
You're darn
that
right
looked
it was.
Nothing like the photo. When she complained, the stylist said, well, it's too late now. It still charged full price.
All right, that's on the person going in there, isn't it?
No.
Nah, man.
You take a picture. You take a picture into a hair salon and say, I want to look like this. First of all, you probably look nothing like the model, all due respect.
I'm not buying that.
That's a lot of people
have different shapes of their faces, their heads, whatever it may be in your appearance, and you say, I want that.
Lopez, when you take a picture in, you understand that it's not going to look exactly like the person in there, but you're asking, are they capable of doing the, you know,
no, no, no
the
that part, you should that. Say, you should come clean. And but a lot of times in retail, they're, you know, what do they say? You know, just make it work. And don't say no. Just say, you know, we can do this or whatever.
I ain't heard that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because this is the thing, right, with the hairstylist, right? I think this is where it's a little bit different than where you're getting at is. Mm-hmm. That person is going to wear that hairstyle, and when somebody asks, where did you get that hairstyle, they're going to put your name on it, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to be able to, like, whatever you put out there, you want it to be reflect well on you. So if you're like, hey, I can do this, and then you do poorly, they're going to tell people you did poorly.
I understand, and that part is probably true. But anytime you're taking a picture in to get your hair done, I think it's buyer beware.
Yeah, at that point, you are trusting that person to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
At that point, but yeah, I do hate it though. Like you would think that there's some places that are sacred, like a hair salon / a barbershop. Like, can you do this? And you can't. It's fine. You know, we'll find something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually dealt with something like that one time when I first moved here. I was in the stage that we're looking for a barbershop. And I went to a barber, and I wanted some designs in my head. Mm-hmm. And it might have been the same person, now that I think about it, the one that took my order yesterday. But I asked him about this design. He like, man, I don't even feel like doing no designs today, man.
That's real.
I'm just like, okay. I'm like, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I was going to pay you, but I'm like, all right. But so he ended up putting some little janky lines in my head trying to be cool. I'm just like, man, I'm like, you could keep that, man. Yeah. All right, so my next story is about the rude receptionist.
All right.
Okay.
A man went to the front desk of a hotel to check in for his reservation. The receptionist was on the phone and did not acknowledge him for a solid 10 minutes.
Hey,
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, that's a pet peeve.
When she finally hung up, she snapped, "What do you want?"
Oh, no.
When he explained that he was checking in, she sighed and said, "I'm really busy right now. Can you come back later?" When he insisted that he needed his room, she huffed, gave him a key, and then said, "Good luck finding it yourself," without any directions or instructions.
She needs to be fired.
You calling the manager, aren't you?
Yeah, she needs to be fired. Like, I'm busy working, or you mean...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Being a receptionist at a hotel?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, the whole word includes the word reception.
Yeah, that is true.
That's one Figgy. That's one Figgy. She needs to go. She needs to go. That's someone probably doing some stuff on personal level, and you put her out.
And the worst part about that is, with that particular situation, you get best results by also then raising the level of your snark, mm-hmm. what have you. Right, and I'm not that guy. I'm gonna be more passive in that situation than just kind of wait and be a little passive.
I probably would not be.
Yeah, I know you would. that came across very quickly when you say that she needed to go.
All right,
she needs to go.
Yeah, so this is the last story about the lazy waiter.
Okay.
At a family restaurant, a group of friends ordered appetizers and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
The waiter took their time. Oh, their waiter took their order.
Okay.
But after 45 minutes,
no
food or drinks had arrived.
Mm-hmm.
When they flagged the waiter down, he said, "Oh, yeah, I forgot to put that in." Instead of rushing their order, he just shrugged and said, "It'll be another 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
When the friends complained to the manager, the waiter, who was standing nearby, interrupted and said, "It's not a big deal. You're not starving, right?"
Oh, no.
The friends left without ever receiving their food.
That's the move. Leave. That's the move right there. We've all done that, right?
Yeah.
You get into a restaurant, it's just horrible, and whether they're busy or they're lazy or whatever the reason, and it's just not happening. You're in that 30, 45 minutes, that's the move. Just leave. You don't have to cause a big scene.
Yeah, and the tough thing about it is I understand it from some circumstances where someone on the YouTube is talking about it. They got a bad review from a couple that walked in on a busy night. Like, I do hate the people that don't acknowledge, hey,
mm-hmm.
when it's busy, the service is going to be a little different, right? Especially understanding that sometimes, you know, there's the staff can be a little overworked. As soon as he said, "Y'all not hungry," right? I was like, oh, no, you messed it up.
Yeah, no, you leave.
You messed it up, bro.
Yeah, you leave.
I don't even know if you were joking or not, but it did not work. That is not what that hungry person wants to hear in that moment at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do y'all stand as far as going into a restaurant, getting seated, and how long it take for the waiter to actually come over? Like, what's your time limit to just...
Depends on the restaurant, right?
Get up and leave. Yeah.
Like a regular old restaurant, whatever, you know, Thursday, Friday, you know, you're just going out, you know, with your family, your girl, whatever. It's got to be pretty quick. I feel like it's got to, and define quick, you know, a couple minutes, you know, everybody's going to be busy. But at a nicer restaurant, sometimes they want you to just sit and enjoy and whatever.
Yeah, I'm chilling on that. Like, it doesn't hurt my feelings all that much, because if I'm, like, really hungry, I'm like, that's on me. I probably should have been here before. I was definitely hungry.
Yeah.
It's when you get negligent that I really get to be, it gets to be a problem for me, mm-hmm. right? So I understand if it's real situational, right?
Yes,
if it's
exactly.
busy, it's cool. I'm not tripping. If it ain't nobody in here and you over there on your phone, yeah, we have issues.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. No, I kind of agree with that. It was a couple times where I was sitting there for about 15 minutes without saying, "Hey, what do you want to drink or anything that?"
At least bring the water.
Times I haven't even been talked to where I'm just mm-hmm. like, you know what, I don't never take it personal. I just kind of look at it like maybe this is a sign.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, maybe I need to go somewhere else. Maybe it's because the worst thing that can happen is if you do say something and then you get the food and all that stuff and it's not good and you spending a lot of money to be unhappy.
Yeah.
So at that point, I'm like, you know what? Let me go somewhere where I know what type of service I'm going to get.
Exactly.
And I'm going to be satisfied with the food.
All right. I love that. I appreciate the production value on it. Somebody said from the 713, can y'all give Figgy some lozenges? His voice sound a little scratchy.
Oh, yeah. No, my voice is done
that time
now.
Of year.
I'm done for the day.
It's that time of year.
You sacrificed for the mixtape.
I'm going to sound like
that.
Doc Rivers. Blake!
Oh, man, you are into the NBA spirit as we're heading into the first game of the NBA season tonight. So that's the mixtape. You catch it 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on In the Loop. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the Drive, Clint and Ron. And before we get there, let's talk about some of the bold predictions for this NBA season. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.